Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We had Carrot Top 1. That was fun. Check it out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Actor Robert Patrick tomorrow on the show.
Yep. In the new HBO Max series, Peacemaker.
Yeah, I got
John Cena.
I'm going to click that on tonight. Just watch an episode. Is he in the first episode?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he does show up in the first episode.
All right.
Popped up on Mr. Skin, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Peacemaker.
Yeah. There's nudity and extreme violence, and it's pretty funny, too.
He's a big golfer.
Yeah. Sure he is.
We'll talk to him about that tomorrow.
I just think we should do something with celebrities now, Todd, where we know we're in on the joke. Hang on here.
Oh, we used to do that, and I could start that up again.
What, Todd's wrong question of the day?
Yeah. I'll list off some facts that I've actually gleaned from the internet and then maybe make one up.
Oh, just one of them. Just say, hey, I was reading here, Carrot Top, you were a porn star once. And he goes, nah.
Hey, I've got quite the dong, but I was not.
What's up, Craig?
It would be odd if he was not into sex toys.
Yeah, it would be odd.
The prop guy.
Right.
No toys. Right.
And thanks for listening, and keep eating your ivermectin if you're pissed off at us for that. We side with doctors. You side with Rogan. All right. There you go. 98.9% of the doctors, you side with Rogan.
Well, you're just not a free thinker.
Stop the emails. We don't care. Vaccines work.
According to doctors.
Yeah.
And they've got an agenda.
Right.
Oh, yep.
Keep people alive. Yeah.
So they can get those copays.
Yeah. Right there. They took an oath. A lot of them took an oath.
I don't care if you love the show and then you start hating us in the same email. All I read is the hate, so I don't care. I don't care if you love the show. A lot of people love the show. Thank you, though. Appreciate that.
Out of Massachusetts, a driver's lucky to be alive after a chunk of concrete went crashing through his windshield while he was driving.
Man.
It just broke off an overpass as he was going underneath, and the timing was just perfect.
Man. Well, bridges are falling apart all across this country, and people vote against the money for that.
And then one of the three pieces was at least a foot across and ended up in the back seat of his car.
Whoa.
Could have been killed.
All right, it's just a matter of time before another Minneapolis thing happens.
In a heartbeat, Todd, in a heartbeat.
And did his insurance company then say no?
Act of God.
Sorry, we're not going to cover that giant chunk of concrete to fell through your car.
Yeah. Aside from the car damage, he had a single scratch on the back of his hand.
All right. Man, a pant full of poo.
Could have been his head.
Dude is lucky.
Could have been his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that act of God crap. It's just that.
It's
crap.
It is crap because...
That's a great vague way to say no to a claim.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this happened to my buddy who was road tripping through Nevada, and some truck had come from obviously the Sierras, and had 8 feet of snow on top of his Now, I'll grant you, sometimes they're driving through snow. They don't know how much snow is accumulating, but they've got to have an idea that there's snow accumulating on the trailer.
Yep.
Well, a big chunk of it flew off, and luckily bounced on my buddy's hood. Otherwise, it would have gone through the windshield.
Head's gone.
Boom, he'd gone.
Yep.
Even when it's just like little, you'd see chunks of ice will flake off the top of those things, and I'm amazed people don't get hit in other cars.
I've noticed that driving around town, people don't clean the, after a big snow, they don't clean it off.
Oh, yeah.
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 Wipe off the top of your vehicle.
You get a snowbank that's coming right at your windshield. It's not strong enough, going fast enough where it would kill you, but it blinds you for a second, and then you could run into somebody and kill yourself.
Well, there's no way to avoid it.
No.
But I think you got to check that if you're a trucker. I know we have responsible truckers that listen to us. And I don't know if somebody gets injured as a result, do you get ticketed for that? Is that against the law?
Do you even know?
I don't know.
Drive around with 10 feet of snow on top of your trailer?
Well, cars do it all the time, you said, but trailers are obviously more dangerous.
You would think that the truckers would notice the weight.
Well, yeah, it would have to slow them down, you would think.
Well, we have a lot of truckers listening, and you're the experts on that. And unlike other people, we'll leave it up to you guys. Let us know. I don't know. I never drove a truck.
But if you did.
I'm going to argue with you.
In 2021, the first year that cannabis was legally available for purchase in Arizona, customers purchased more than $1.23 billion worth of cannabis products.
Isn't that crazy?
More than $196 million collected in taxes.
Yeah, get baked.
Right. They didn't argue about, we can't have the gummy bears.
or in this state, it kills kids. And Arizona, pretty much leans red a lot of times.
No,
so
Arizona has a couple major metropolitan areas, and that's what helps them.
Well, we do too. And it doesn't help us. Western Nebraska runs this area.
I wouldn't compare Omaha to Phoenix.
I wouldn't either. You're right. I wouldn't. But most people we know don't care. They want legalized weed.
Phoenix has 4 pro sports teams. We have none.
I get that. But I'm just saying.
Zero.
Enough to overcome.
But here, are all the Ditkas sitting around your dad's compound bitching about weed?
Oh, no.
They don't care.
Oh,
exactly.
No. Dad's got one guy that's really anti-pot. But I think he just does that to aggravate me.
But think about it. They don't care. Our governor's our age, and he's a douchebag.
He's the only Ditka friend of my dad's that I'll have a back and forth with. I don't think he's serious. I don't think he really is.
And you probably argue with him while you're high, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, John, I'm high right now. I'm sure I've said that.
If you can't tell.
Is he sitting there with his highballs? He's drinking some liquor, I'm sure, in front of him?
Yeah, he always has this, like an ill-fitting baseball cap.
Oh, of course
that
they
just tosses on his. Yeah. And he'll wear T-shirts that say, some anti-pot T-shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
An anti-pot T-shirt.
While he's sucking down whiskey?
Right.
All right.
Like I said, I think he's just an aggravator. He's just a contrarian.
Do you think he bought those shirts just for when you're in town?
Probably. That's something he would do.
That is probably true.
A recent study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology reveals that leisure time is vital to your mental health.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, it is.
Researchers say that being productive all the time harms your mental health.
We know that. We're
productive. I wouldn't know that.
Let me tell you. I'm here to tell you.
I've never been productive all the time.
This is being productive. I know it sounds stupid, but we're being productive right now.
I don't know why I'm tired. When I leave here, when I get home, I'm tired.
No, it's a tiring job.
For 4 hours.
It's a tiring job.
No, I'm not going to. It's like mentally it is, but we're not lifting anything.
No.
Or like it's not like physically.
That's not it at all.
Yeah.
Nick, I'm glad you figured it out after so many years. I mean, you can't tell that. We're still talking to people that are laughing at us for saying that. But this job
It
sounds ridiculous.
And it is.
It is.
But it happens.
But it happens. Yeah. You're tired.
Right. It is mentally exhausting.
Right.
And I used to get mad at people who thought this was an easy job. But then I figured, we're just making it sound easy.
Yeah. And some days we make it sound real tough.
Yeah. Right? Some days are better than others.
The study found that taking part in leisure activities was a long-term investment toward greater happiness and lower levels of stress and depression.
Yeah, life's short, man.
Yeah, the study also found that people who consider leisure activities wasteful enjoyed the activities less than people who think that they are helpful. Participants who view leisure activities as unproductive displayed higher anxiety, depression, and stress levels, as well as lower levels of happiness.
That would suck that you can't even enjoy that. You're so analytical. You're so worried about work. And then you read somewhere that, oh, I suppose I got to get away from work for a minute. And you hate that.
Yeah.
Another study found that people living in America.
We love our job and I like our days off. I mean, think about it. We love our job.
Well, it's nothing better than a day where you don't have anything you have to do.
If you hated your job and you're not enjoying your leisure time, that's got to be sad.
Yeah, I think I love my days off as much as I love my job.
Oh, easily.
But what's a leisure activity?
I think that'd be anything.
Anything. Watching
a
TV.
I think watch TV, nap, walking, sports, whatever you want to do.
Big, broad definition.
Another study found that people living in America or India believe that leisure is an unproductive way to use your time. The French, on the other hand, are less likely to view leisure activities as wasteful. You can find out more about this in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology.
Who's got that one?
Yes, one must.
I'm reading it twice.
Recreate. I believe in that.
Or some days just sit and veg.
I'm with you on that. You know? I've done that.
Yeah. Just sit down, watch a movie, whatever.
And it's winter, so it's a little easier around.
That would be a leisure activity.
Just chill. That's fine. It's good for you.
Well, no argument out here, man.
No.
Except for hobbies. You start rattling those off. We'll make fun of them.
Yeah. Well, they're stupid usually, that's why. But if you enjoy them.
I mean, I love my light bulb collection.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Pepsi is responding to calls for a boycott after outrage over political donations. The hashtag Boycott Pepsi began this week after an online newsletter claimed that Pepsi had a role in enacting the new Texas abortion law. It said that money was given to state Republicans last August who supported the 6-week ban. Pepsi says, no, we gave them money. We gave money in 2020 for political convention costs, and we did exactly the same for Democrats.
What's the Carhartt situation? Carhartt's factory demanding vaccines.
Right.
Yeah,
and
people are
all
pissed.
The necks are taken off. They're keeping the. I saw some are keeping the Carhartt, just cutting off the label.
Oh,
and by the way, you bought it already, so Carhartt's just rolling in cash.
No, Carhartt loves it when you burn their stuff.
I know.
Then you're just going to go get new stuff.
Carhartt wants to save their employees from dying, and you're boycotting them.
Right. There was a great quote from the CEO of Carhartt, who said, "You know, to have a productive workforce, we need a healthy workforce."
Right. Right.
And he made sense.
Of course, he did.
Well, to us.
Do you think Pepsi would just be able to stay out of politics?
Everybody's got to give somebody money.
Oh,
That's what sucks, man.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, give them money for the convention so they can put Pepsi up somewhere.
Sure.
Right. They're bringing in a convention.
And you're probably going to need a favor from either side at some point.
Yeah.
That sucks.
The Pepsi abortion.
Yeah. Right, you're at Soda Company. You're like, oh, great. Now we're sponsoring the insurrection. Just wanted a banner up somewhere. Screw Coke.
Exactly.
Exactly it. A South Dakota, a police officer from South Dakota going viral. Sam Burr reportedly arrested a driver during a traffic stop. He saw the man was on his way to deliver an order, and so the cop decided to do it himself. The woman saw on the app that someone, that the guy, the DoorDash guy, was stopped on his way to her place. She figured her food would be delivered late, if at all. But then the cop showed up at the woman's door and said, I know I'm not who you're expecting, and he just gave her her food. He said, sorry, I had to arrest the other guy, but I'm finishing his delivery, so here you go.
Don't cops realize when they knock at people's doors, people just freak out? Even though, I'm not saying they're doing anything illegal, but you think something bad happened.
Yeah.
You know?
An accident to somebody you know?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
but finally a good story out of South Dakota.
No, you're right. But
Greg does 10 stories about South Dakota. One of them are good. Otherwise, there's nothing good coming out of that state.
Wait, as a parent, if when if not all of your kids are home and there's an officer at your door, I wouldn't be like, oh, there's a burrito.
Oh, my God. My buddy was a cop, a state cop in Pennsylvania for years. I think he's retired now. And I went to college with him, and he was a huge rock and roll fan, big Aerosmith freak. And he was driving his car around. This is about, he told me this about 20 years ago, maybe longer than that. He's driving his car around, and he's behind his car, and he sees this cool-looking Aerosmith license plate holder around this car. Now, he's in his state cop outfit. And he loses track of the guy, but he wrote down the license plate. He got the license plate number, found out where the guy lived, and went up to his door and knocked. And I said, Mark.
And
I
he
said,
ran out the back door.
I said, what'd you do? He goes, dude, I don't want to bother you, but where'd you get that license plate holder? I said, do you realize you're a state cop standing at a guy's door, and he's probably just crapping his pants?
At the very least, he flushed his weed.
Yeah, he's flushing his ass.
That was like 89, so an Aerosmith license plate, that guy in the house was partying.
Yeah.
He had something going on, and there's a state cop at the front door saying, hey, where's your Aerosmith plate? Where'd you get that at?
If that guy had complained, would he have had to deal with his superiors?
He probably would have gotten in trouble. I asked him that. He goes, I'd probably gotten in trouble.
That's probably outside of protocol.
Right, it's a misuse of power.
Right.
Yeah. But he was such a good dude. I mean, I'm surprised this guy even became a cop.
Yeah, they probably don't like you going into the database just to find who has the cool Aerosmith license plate holder.
You should have seen it, man.
Not official business.
I went and saw Aerosmith with him one time in Baltimore. An hour and a half north is where hour and a half south of where I lived. We had to go down and see him. On the way home from the show, he was driving, and he was sober. We were going like 8,800 miles an hour the whole way home. And I go, Mark, I said, I'm with another guy. I said, dude, I go, what happened? He goes, this is my area. Don't worry about it. So that was kind of cool.
I know there's nobody on duty because it's me.
Well, he said if he would have got stopped by any state cop, it'd have been like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? Now, I'm not saying he'd take advantage of that, but he did at the time.
And, of course. A deer runs out in front of you, and you're
I was worried about us going too fast, because the ticket goes to him either way.
Right.
But I'd forgotten he was a state cop anyway. I'm thinking, dude.
There's still other reasons to slow down.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
He was probably driving 88 to 100 miles an hour to try to catch up to Aerosmith guy before he had to bail.
I think a cop showing at your front door is just bad news every time.
And here's your nachos. Oh,
totally. Here's your nachos.
Well, in this case,
I like the
she
idea.
Was actually thrilled to see the guy.
Well,
she was surprised and thrilled to see the guy.
Right.
She didn't think she was going to get her food, and she did.
Yeah.
Why did the driver get arrested?
I don't know. He got pulled over and busted. Yep. May have had an outstanding warrant or something. I got to take you. Unfortunately, I pulled you over. Now I've got you, and I have to take you.
Yeah, but a lot of cops, you're right. A lot of cops would just say, the food's gone. Doesn't matter. But he went and delivered it. That's very nice.
Right. Well, that's different. Nice. Yeah.
But they can't say, you got a warrant out for your arrest. I'll just let you go. They can't do that.
No.
No, you can't.
No.
Nope.
Well, especially now with all the cameras and stuff.
Right.
Oh, you mean the ones that turn off right before the violence starts?
Well, you have if your dash cams on.
Right, they're programmed to shut up right at the instance where people were curious what really happened.
But you got Chipotle.
Was
it
the switch for the camera attached to the holster?
Yeah, something like that. You just gave somebody an idea, Nick.
All right.
More than 100 house fires are being blamed on cats in South Korea. Fire officials in Seoul say that cats started over 100 house fires in about a year and a half.
A lot of candles laying around.
Authorities say the fires apparently started when cats turned on electric stoves.
Oh, electric stoves. Okay.
And then set themselves on fire? Or were there things on top of the stove? Or
Just over half began when pet owners were not home.
They would have to kick something over under the burner then.
Yeah, you think so. Yeah.
Sounds like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It does sound like they know what they're doing.
They're dragging the paper towels up there first and saying, I'm out of here.
Fighting a bunch of kindling.
We're busting out. We're busting out. Exactly. We had Carrot Top on. Missed that, go to the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Actor Robert Patrick. You think you're tired now? We're working 5 days this week, guys.
Oh.
Grueling.
5 days. And
why?
Next week.
Why?
And next week. All right. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.